Hello, everybody. I'm delighted today to be joined by Joanne Gilmartin. Joanne is a primary teacher and she teaches in a two-teacher school in Newtown Manor, County Leitrim. I hope I've got that right. Welcome, Joanne.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Joanne?
Yes, I'm teaching in Leitrim National School in North Leitrim.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, I wasn't sure if I had the pronunciation right there. Joanne, tell us a little bit about yourself and particularly about this chapter that you have in a forthcoming publication entitled Enhancing Literacy and Numeracy with ICTs, which was edited by Robbie O'Leary and published by Dublin West Education Centre and Navan Education Centre. And your chapter in it is entitled B is for Blog. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my name is Joanne Gilmartin, and I graduated from St. Patrick's College in 2004. I began teaching in St. Canice's Girls' School in Finglas and came back to Sligo to work in Our Lady of Mercy Primary School in 2008. Much of the content from the chapter in the book has come from the work that I did in Our Lady of Mercy Primary School with a third class there when we started up as a little project, our class blog. And if anyone does get a chance to read the chapter, they'll see that it did start off as something very small and grew from there. So it kind of tells the story about it and how we got on as regards using the blog to display all of our work for the school.
Brilliant. And I suppose it really is a journey, having read the chapter, and I know there's a copy of this book going to go to every school in the country in the new year, and it's a fantastic publication. I suppose it strikes me when I read your publication of that sense of journey, and I know as well that you were also studying at the time. But tell us, let's start at the beginning. What is a blog?
Well, a blog is much like a website. It uses Web2 tools. So it's an easily updatable website. When I was working in Dublin, I set up a school website, which is still running at the moment. And we used a website, WebX5. And before that, I did a course on Dreamweaver. So I had a little bit of experience, but I did find all of the updating and using the same computer and linking images, and the links were broken and I couldn't really quite get a handle on it. Although it did turn out well in the end, there were a lot of headaches along the way, and I still see up on teachers' websites, how do you link this, how do we put that onto SchoolNet and all the rest. And it was very difficult to set up, and then again to keep it going was equally as difficult. Whereas there is a challenge in setting up a school blog or a class blog in the beginning, all of your pages, the different pieces of information. You have to get all your acceptable use policies sorted to make sure that everything is up to date. But once it is up and running, it is quite easy to update, to publish, to put up a new post. Everything is put in chronological order automatically, so you don't have to worry about putting this and that page and putting. Everything is linked automatically, and really a teacher is not a computer programmer, so they don't have HTML programming knowledge. And with the use of a blog, you don't need that kind of a knowledge. So the technical barriers to writing and publishing online are more or less removed. You only need quite basic skills. And I suppose as well, then on top of that, the children can give feedback and leave comments to posts. So it becomes interactive and collaborative in nature. And whilst the teacher can still moderate all of this, all the commenting and all of the posts that are going up as they should do, especially in a primary school. So just that it allows us to publish content easily and interact and collaborate. Using
very
social
good
media and, or anything like that.
And I think that's really interesting. And I suppose so the it made it so much easier for you to update it and to maintain it, and I hear what you're saying, that you were able to maintain it from home or from any computer within the school. But I'm curious to learn a bit more about the the website, that the class website that you created in Our Lady of Mercy Primary School. What kind of content? Will you tell us a little bit about the content that was on that website? And I also note that this particular blog, Mystical Martin's Class Blog, was featured in the In Touch magazine. It was on Skullnet, and it was also featured on unsha.net, as well as receiving an Aircom Junior Spider Award for the best blog in a primary school last December. So tell us what was on it.
Well, as you mentioned before, I'm studying at the moment a Master of Arts in Teaching and Learning with Hibernia College, and one of the certificates in it is on iLearning. So we did three different modules in that, and one of the assignments or the tasks we got every week was just to play around with the blog and get it set up. I had done a course during the summer for EPV days and had looked at a blog and never went back to it again, I think using EduBlogs or some of those. Mm-hmm. And I suppose you just have to sit down and say, right, this is what I'm going to do. And don't get worried about site design, or don't get worried about what I'm going to put up. And I suppose remember your password. I think I'd set up several of them, and then I forgot the password. So you can link it then, if you have a Gmail account, you can link a lot of those to your Gmail account, or you can link it to the school account. But just starting off, set up the blog and, right, okay, I have a blog set up here, and what am I going to put on it? I wonder what would a teacher put on a blog? And you look through other teachers' blogs, and we don't do anything like that, you know, trying to keep the class busy and mm-hmm. thinking of exciting things to do. So just going around, taking pictures of a lot of the stuff, and then eventually you start seeing the classroom through a different lens. And what can we could put that up on the blog. What do you think about that up on the blog? The children then start suggesting, I'd like to have that on the blog. Can you put it on the blog? They start bringing in things, and it's more or less, you actually can't imagine what couldn't be put up on a blog. Do you want to put up, do you want to make a movie? Do you want to make an animation? Do you want to make a podcast? What do you want to use? Sometimes just a simple picture and something a child wrote, or an achievement, something that happened in the class, or we took part in a sports day in our sports complex, or swimming has started, please remember all of these things, or whatever, that it can be used for notices to, like, to recognise achievements, for classwork. I had up, I remember, a nice activity using 3D shapes and marshmallows, and we put that up, and the children said, oh, that was brilliant, do you remember what we did there that mm-hmm. day? And, oh, look, there's me and doing all the 3D shapes and everything. And that really it's unlimited, yes. that it's limited only to your own imagination. And I suppose when I started off, I was concerned that I wouldn't have anything to put up. And in the end, you have to just say it right. You know, you can't be putting up a post on your class blog every day. You know, that's you know, you want to just slow things down and keep it simple. And like 1 to 2 posts a week, that's absolutely no problem across any area of the curriculum. Everything will lend itself to the blog. It's like a class diary, absolutely. Events, activities. And it's a celebration of the work that's going on in every classroom.
Absolutely. And tell me, you've touched on a lot of ideas there. I suppose two things. One, how did the pupils react to the blog? And I think you've given a bit of an indication there. But also, what was your role in this blog? Who was doing the managing of this? And was there a lot of extra work for yourself in the process?
I would say there is a good bit of work in the initial stages setting up a blog to get used to all of the different conventions, and Blogger would use different conventions than EduBlogs, and WordPress would use different areas. You have to click in a different spot and to remember all of those things. But once you get used to the routine, then there isn't a problem. We were lucky enough in our computer room, we had a projector in the Mercy Primary School, and the projector, you could actually update the posts in the computer room, so the children were able to see, and they were maybe working on something themselves on a computer.
Who wrote the posts? Was it them or was it yourself? Or was there a mixture of both?
I'd say a mixture of both. The teacher would act as a moderator.
Yeah.
I know for the junior spiders there are some student-generated content, but the teacher would always act as a moderator,
sure.
to get things up. Sometimes if you want a quick notice, you can put it up.
Yes.
Sometimes the children... I actually had one child brought in a memory card once.
Yeah.
And we plugged it into the computer and they put up a story and we edited it all as a class group.
Fantastic.
And that story went up online. So it depends. That was that was maybe a fifth class child in another class that put up their story. And then other children maybe came in and had handwritten their story. And depending on the class setup and the class time, sometimes they're able to type it up themselves.
Yes.
The teacher generally would have to edit. It depends on the class level. You know, they will edit capital letters, full stops.
Yeah.
That can be done as a whole class. That's your grammar lesson up there. And, you know, that proper nouns would get a capital letter. So the child is saying, putting up, oh, that they went in their story to McDonald's. You want to put in your capital. That is a proper noun. And that can be your mini lesson.
Brilliant.
And promoting literacy in the classroom. So I suppose it's a mixture of both.
Yeah, no.
You know,
and
children come up with ideas, and sometimes you might say, well, would that work well on the blog, or what would you think, or what would you put up on that? And I suppose as well, they're learning about safety on the internet as well, that generally is to try to get them to maybe use a first name or initials. No child would ever be named next to a photograph. One thing I had to be very careful with was if you took pictures of children holding certificates. We had children, they won competition for the Weekender in Sligo and took a picture on the night of the prize giving and realised afterwards their names, if you wanted to click and zoom, their names were actually on the certificate, so that to learn that the teacher had to blur out the names in the photographs.
Yes.
And why would we do that, and about internet safety.
Very good. And tell me, what did you find over the number of years that you were involved in that particular blog? What was the reaction of the pupils to the blog? Did they find it, you know, was it the same reaction they had when they were asked to write something in a copybook, or was it different when you asked them to write on the blog?
Well, what I'd say about writing and reading and all the rest, that the children that we are teaching that are in our classrooms now, they have mobile phones, they go home and they play on Xboxes and they go on the internet and they play all these games, and they're playing on websites I've never heard of, they have their own thing and their own as a social media that they work on themselves. And then we're coming in and we're teaching them, you know, from treasuries and from workbooks. And I'm not saying ban the books or anything like that, but that this could be something that could trickle into a school, and that teachers will notice that the enthusiasm is boosted up. In the beginning, the children didn't know what a blog was. What's a blog? They knew what a website was, but they didn't really understand the potential. And equally, I didn't understand the potential. And then eventually they see, you know, Mary's work is up and John's work is up over here, and that this child did, I think he did a really good job on that, and we're going to put that up on the blog. I really think that child made a really good effort in their work. We'll pop that up or whatever. So once they see their peers being affirmed and recognised, they want the same.
Sure.
And one child encourages the other child to get going on it. So
very interesting. And I suppose just on that, what you seem to be touching on there is that what you're hinting at is that there seems to be a need for a kind of a new definition of literacy for the particular generation of children that we have in our classrooms today. Would I be right in picking that up?
I suppose technology is a part of everything that they do. And I suppose in the younger classes now, they're obviously not going around with iPhones or Android phones and buying apps and all the rest. But this is something that is coming up, you know, and you can understand why there are surveys out there that say 50% of children say writing is boring. But a blog or writing a recipe or putting up a document up on Scribd or any of that, and that they can see a context for it. They have an audience, and that this would inspire them to maybe say, well, I might make a better job on this work. And I can see now a reason for rather than getting an X or getting a tick in their book, that this is a reason that someone in New Zealand, someone in Australia, someone in America is reading, that we used all sorts of widgets, and that they could look in and say, oh, well, actually, look, there was someone in South Africa that was looking at this, instead of opening up your atlas and saying, oh, we're going to study a chapter on South Africa. But you remember, actually, a few weeks ago, we noticed that there were more little dots coming up around South Africa that people were watching. Well, that's what we're going to look at today. And you can imagine what the schools are like down there. Maybe some other school might comment on something in the blog. So then they have an audience of places they may never, ever be and get to visit, but that there are schools there and that they are interested, and they might have a blog or whatever else, and that they have an audience. So we're trying to turn things around that literacy is relevant to the children. You know, that you might say, why are they not getting it? I've told them this several times that, you know, whatever convention of literacy that you're trying to teach in your mini grammar lesson, and you're saying, well, I've told that child 1,000 times. Yeah. And if you tell a child 1,000 times and they still don't understand, well, then the saying goes that it's not the child that's a slow learner. Yeah. Maybe our approach could be altered. And again, I'm not thinking of radically changing or looking to radically change. It's just like a small seed is what I said in the in the chapter, to start off with something small. And you don't know where it's going to take you. And we ended up then winning a Junior Spider Award, which is a great honour and unexpected. But it wasn't something that
you set out to do.
You set out to do. Because I think if you start looking at a finished blog, I could never do that. Absolutely. I could never do that. But bit by bit, you see, the next thing you see that you've maybe 10 posts in the month of February, and you can look back on those. And eventually then you start coming up on 80, 100 posts or anything like that.
Well, and I mean, I think what you've been saying there, Joanne, is, you know, a couple of things there just straight, you know, jump out at us, and time is always going to beat us. But, you know, I mean, firstly, good teachers always use good tools. And, you know, I think in this day and age, what strikes me about your chapter is that a blog, it's free, as you said at the outset, and, you know, they are quite easy to use. And, it can actually be used to motivate the reluctant learner and all learners to actually start reading and to start writing. And I think that's where we need to focus. But before I go, I'm just curious to know, how did you learn these skills? Did you learn it on a course, or did you teach yourself? And, you know, do you think that where if you were to give a little bit of advice to someone out here that's listening to this podcast, where might they start? But let's firstly start with yourself. Where did you learn these skills?
Well, as I mentioned before, having set up the website in Dublin, I started off with Dreamweaver, which is like jumping in the deep end. And bearing in mind this was maybe 2006, 2007, and continued on, and there was the website X5, and this seemed, there's a 5 simple steps to make a website, which it was. And at the time, I suppose blogs really weren't, you know, blogs, wikis, podcasts. This was kind of unreachable for the computer graduate side of things. So as a teacher, this was a basic step to take. And I suppose you can learn how to edit photographs and all these little things. And I suppose in my own life, I would use technology a lot also, you know. So I suppose you're picking up bits along the way. And then when I came back to SIGO, I did courses in the filmmaking. So this is very interesting. The first time I'd ever used, video editing software. Bearing in mind, it was just a trial version, you know, that you don't have to be going out spending piles of money on software that you can download trial versions. Your local education centre often have a separate, well, certainly in SIGO, they send out a separate poster on all the different courses that you can take there. It's only if you can find the time to do them. It's very hard in the evening to turn around and say, all right, okay, I'm going to go off now and I'm going to learn about whatever, you know. But it is really, really worthwhile. And I have friends that are teachers, and they say, well, where did you learn? And it's just, I suppose, going to courses and then coming home and trying to incorporate this into the classroom. I suppose getting a projector, getting an interactive whiteboard in the classroom certainly serves as a motivator as well, you know, that if you wanted to do something on the interactive whiteboard, you have all these other skills as well, not just doing a course on interactive whiteboards, but I suppose the wider side of technology. So I also last summer did a digital boot camp run by the INTO and Apple.
Yep.
And this was very good as well, and also followed on from a lot of the work that I did in the filmmaking course, which I obviously would lead to Fiche, and that prize giving will be coming up soon also.
Yeah.
So that
tomorrow.
All of these things can be displayed, and the digital boot camp runs in Cork and in Dublin and runs through a myriad of, there are several workshops. It's bombarding a teacher, but every teacher that comes out of it is extremely tired, but absolutely full of ideas to go back to the classroom. So I suppose that's something I would recommend. And it is not for advanced only. It is for, they have beginners, they start off at the basics and work from there. And it's really in networking and meeting with teachers, meeting with the Apple educators also, and just kind of bouncing ideas off one another. You showcase your work and all the rest. So I suppose there are lots of courses out there. It's to find the energy to go to them and to start trying to incorporate small parts of whatever you've learned in the classroom.
Absolutely. And I mean, there are some of them online as well. And I suppose, Joanne, that's a nice place to finish. And I think I'll finish maybe by reading out the last line of this article. And you say, like the oak tree and the acorn, we must remember that each blog begins as a single post. And we as teachers must take the initiative to plant that seed if we are to prepare our students for life in the digital age. Joanne, thanks a million for your time today. And
thanks,
I
Michael.
Wish you all the best in your new school. And I am sure that once you settle in, that we will be seeing some new blogs coming from the other side of the border in County Leitrim in the not too distant future.